Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Pei Gimel Amud Bet. About to begin our study of the ninth parak. A very short parak. It'll be three podcasts. And the parak is devoted to the sources for the various Menachot and Nesachim, which are comprised of the three things with which Eretz Yisrael is praised, which is the grains, of course, for Mincha, the olive oil, which goes into the menachot, and the wine, which is the nesachim. So all public and private menachot, so the reference, see Rashi, come from Eretz Yisrael or from chutzlarts, menacharesh, menayashan. They can be from the new grain, from the old grain, stored grain. Chutz mina omer shtei alechem. Those are the two exceptions. She'inan bayin ela minachadash uminaretz. They must come from the new grain. They must be the new piece. And we've already seen a lot about that, specifically in the context of the omer, and also from Eretz Yisrael. All menachot must come from the best fields, and we're going to see what that means. And this we will see for all three types. What is the best? What are the best grain fields? Michnis, which may be muchmas, vizatcha, which may be zanoach, alfa lasolat. That's alfa. That's the top grade for grain, for flour. Shnialahen oforayim bebika. The second grade is from this place called Ofarayim, which may be connected to Ofra, maybe in Eretz Binyamin, maybe in Eretz Ephraim, somewhere a little bit north of Yerushalayim. Kol ha'aretzot hayu ksherot, ela mikan hayu mevi'in. The truth is, you can bring it from anywhere, but this is where they brought it from, because these are the best ones. Now, matnitin dolo ki'aitana. Our Mishnah, which insists that the Omer Shtei Alechem must come from Chadash, is not like the following Tana. The Tanya, Omer haba minayashan kasher. So here we see a Tana who says that both Omer and Shtei Alechem, if brought from Yashan, are accepted. In each case, you left out a mitzvah of bringing it from the new grain. If you want to bring a korban reshit, bring it. Even from storage. Shtei Alechem, same thing. You bring it from your moshavot. which velomin chutzlaret, so you can't bring it from chutzlaret, but mimoshvotechem afil min aliyah, anything in your settlements, which means even something stored away from last year. Hi, apikte, you already used moshvotechem to tell me it must be Eretz Yisrael. Zamakra taviu afil min aliyah, so mimoshvotechem tells Eretz Yisrael, but taviu is the ribui like takriv. Okay, v'haim b'ayilei shekol shatavim v'im makom acher areyu kazeh. If we recall, we recently used the word taviu to teach that anything that comes from chametz must be the same ratio of one loaf, one isaron per loaf. Zim ken lichtov kra tavi, my taviu. Why does it say in the plural taviu? Shmam natarti, you learn two things from it. Both that it may come from storage stuff and also the ratio. V'haktiv reshit, but it says it has to be reshit, which means it has to be chadash. Yeah, so it's the mitzvah, that's ideal. V'haktiv chadasha, mincha chadasha is the shtei alechem. So I'm going to tell you, Rekiva Amru, shtei alechem abaod minayashan ksherot. They say that it is kasher, so mincha chadasha means, Rekiva chadasha, shtei chadasha lechol menachot. Meaning, you can't bring any other menachot from new grain until the shtei alechem is brought, but the shtei alechem themselves don't have to be from new grain. So ad kan lo pligi ela b'chadash. So far, the only dissenting opinion is about new or old grain. Ba'aretz lo pligi, the omer shtei alechem eretz in mimaretz im nechutz laretz lo. But our Mishnah and this Braita are in agreement that both omer shtei alechem must come from Eretz Yisrael. Kiman, the answer is still okay. Tana, we find a third Tana who disagrees about that also. With that also, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, omer ba mechutz laretz. Oh, the omer can come from chutz laretz. So why does the Torah introduce the Korban HaOmer with when you come to the land? Because they were not chayav to bring the Omer until they got there. Meaning it's a time limit, not a location limit. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, we've seen this dispute already, that chadash is an isur in chutz laretz, midda oraita. It should be bechol moshvotechem, kol makom shatem yoshvin mashma. And there's a discussion at the end of the first parak of Kiddushin that moshvotechem implies anywhere you live. So the prohibition of chadash is anywhere we live, including chutzlarts. And then v'chitavo is man biyahi. V'chitavo doesn't stipulate where to bring it from, but when you bring it from. You only chayav after you come into the land. The cave unto Oraita, he, since the Isur of Chadash applies everywhere, so therefore you could bring the grain from anywhere in the world, because the Isur of Chadash is an Isur that's lifted everywhere in the world with the offering of the Omer. Okay. Now, so we have all three opinions. According to this third opinion, Omer and perhaps Shtei Lechem could be brought from anywhere in the world, and possibly even from old grain. And therefore, all menachot have these leniencies. Now, let's see this. Tanan Hatam, we have a Mishnah in Shkalim. Shomrei Sfichim B'Shvi'it. They had guards around the wild grain that grew on Shemitah that kept other people from eating it so that they'd be able to be used for the Omer and Shtei Lechem. They get paid by the public fund for that reason. Rambam asked his father-in-law, Tanan, Shomrei Sfichim B'Shvi'it, not Linschar Mitzvot HaLishka. We have this Mishnah. Raminu is the challenge. The Torah says that Shemitah food is supposed to be for eating, not for burning up. And you're going to burn up the komets of the Omer. How can you bring the Omer from these Svichin? The Torah said you have to bring the Omer in every generation of Atamar Tibatel, and you want to cancel it? Me coming out at Batel, I didn't say to cancel it. Just bring last year's grain. Because he's arguing for the ability to use a year-old grain for the Omer. The answer is Baina Carmel Valeka. He has a different answer as to why he can't bring old grain, and that is the requirement of Carmel, which is soft grain or ripe grain. Valetimi Carmel Dishtakad, so bring stuff that was ripe last year. It was Carmel. Amarkra, Carmel Takriv, meaning Baina Carmel Vashata Karva Valeka. It has to be Carmel when you offer it. All right, good. Itmar Biochan Amar Carmel Takriv. Rabbalazar Mer Reshit Ketzircha, meaning Reshit Ketzircha Velo Sof Ketzircha. So we have two different sources as to why you must bring fresh grain for the Omer, either because it has to be Carmel at the time it's offered, or because Rishit Ksircha, it's got to be the first thing you cut. Motiv Rabba, so Rabba challenges the first read. V'im takriv minchat bikurim, b'minchat ha'omer katuba dar. We've seen this drasha several times. The pasuk in the middle of Perek Bet of Vayikra is a reference to minchat ha'omer. Michani ba min asorim, that's barley. Atomer min asorim arlo min achitin, maybe it's wheat. This korban is said Aviv, and Aviv is mentioned Mitzrayim in the context of Ma Aviv Amur Mitzrayim Seorim, because it says Ha Seora Aviv Apishta Givol, Af Aviv Amur Ledorot and Obay Lemin Seorim. Same thing with Aviv, four generations it is Seorim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, on the other hand, Matzinu Yachid Shevicho Vatomin Achitinu Mevicho Vatomin Seorim. So we see that an individual has an obligatory mincha from wheat, which is minchat chote, and an individual obligatory offering from barley, which is the minchat sota. We know the public offering of wheat, which is both lechem apanim and shtei alechem. It must be that the public has an offering, which is obligatory, from barley, which must be the omer. And if you don't have the Omer, as identified as barley, then there is no public offering of barley, which I'm assuming what Rabbi Kiva means here is that there can therefore be no subcategory of the individual offering barley. This is the kicker line that we need, which is that Rabbi Kiva argues that if you say that Omer is wheat, then Shtei Alechem can't be Bikurim. Because then you bring wheat, and then you bring more wheat 7 weeks later. So you see that the real reason that the Omer has to be from the new grain is because of Bikurim, Reshik Tzircha, not because of the Carmel thing. So Tiyufta, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation was refuted, or application. Truth is, Rabbi Yochanan and Elazar were not disagreeing in Halacha, just in where the sources. Tanatam, Ein Mevin Bikurim Chutz V'Shivat Taminim. We have a Mishnah in Masachet Bikurim, that Bikurim themselves must be brought from the seven species only. V'lo Mitmarim Shibaharim, you cannot bring them from dates that are on top of the mountain. Velomi perot shebamakim, or from fruit that's in the valley, these are both inferior. Amar ula im hevi lo kidesh. Ula says, if you did bring, they don't count. Minim b'diavad. Yativ rabba v'kamar la hashmata. Rabba repeated this. Eitav rabbi acha bar abba l'rabba. So a student challenged him. Korban reshit. The Torah says, korban reshit, which is the omer. Shtei reshit l'chol ha-menachot. This will be the first of the menachot. V'chein hu omer. Pakivchem mincha chadasha l'adonam shavuot echem. About the shtei alechem on shavuot. Eli al charashah shel chitim. I only know that this is the newest one of wheat. Charashah shel sorim minayin. And how do I know that I can't bring a barley offering before I bring the shtei alechem? Meaning, I can't bring new barley for a korban sotah, for instance, between Pesach and Shavuot. Talmud Omer Chadasha Chadasha. It says Mincha Chadasha. Vayikra, it says it here also. Imenu inyan lechadasha shel chitin. I don't need it to say twice that it's the first one of chitin. Inyan lechadasha sorim. I must apply to sorim. How do I know that bikurim must also come afterwards? Tamalom rochag shavuot asalacha bikurei ktsir chitim. Shavuot is the beginning of ktsir. Veinli ela bikurei ktsir chitim ktsir sorim minayin. How do I know that I can't bring bikurim? That means that I know that I can't bring bikurim of wheat. How do I know I can't bring bikurim of barley before this? Tamalom rochag ktsir bikurei masachas terzuav asadet. That shavuot is also the beginning of all the things you do in the field, not just wheat. Vainly elishatizra, that's only stuff you planted. Alumele and minayin, what about stuff that grew on its own? Tamalom basadeh, anything in the field. Vainly elabasadeh, minayin the rabot shabagag, shabachurba, vishabatsiv, shabasifina. How do I know to include even things that are on a roof, or in a ruined area, just like a churva, or in a planter, or on a boat? Tamalom bikure kola shabartsam. The koanim get bikure everything that you have. And that's so bikurim now spreads out. Minayin shteiko demet lenesachim pero tailan. How do I know that Shavuot has to also come before the new nesachim and other fruit for bikurim? Namarkan bikurim masachah namar lahalan biospachat masachah minasadeh. The word masacha is a reference to nesachim pero tailan because that's Sukkot when you've gathered all that in. Avkan nesachim pero tailan. Okay, but that's the braita. The part we care about for this entire piece is ketani miyah shebagag shebachubah shebasit shebesfina. You see that you could be bringing bikurim from things that are growing on a roof, or in a chorva, or in a planter, or on a boat, which are far inferior to the dates that grow up on mountains, or the fruit that grows in valleys. So you see that bikurim, although it's not ideal, could be brought from there also. L'chatchil, you don't bring it. So the answer is, this challenges Ula's ruling. So the answer is seifat al menachot. That rule about the gag, etc., is only referring to menachot. Menachot can be brought from there. But remember, we inferred that from the pasuk bikurei kol asher beyartzam, which is the list of matnot kun at the end of Parshat Korach, and there it says kol tahor beveitcha yochal oto, which means anybody can eat it. But menachot aren't eaten by anybody. V'menachot lezichei kuno l'mitachat, it's only eaten by the men. It's not true that they'll kol tahor. The answer is there's two pasukim lechayiya, which is referring to the menachot. Only for you. Uchtiv kol tahor beveitcha yochal oto, which is referring to the bikurim. Kan bikurim, kan menachot. So you're right. Bikurim are eaten by every tahor kohen or kohenet, etc. And menachot are only in the chayiya to the male kohani. Rashi amar kulei menachot. He says the whole thing is menachot. V'sefer dekra atan lachmi toda. Remember, lachmi toda could be eaten by other kohanim, either if the kohen themselves brought it, or else the four loaves that they get from every toda. Turns out that the statement of Rav Ula is subject to machloka. Rabbi Yochanan said, when you expect that Ula would say what Rabbi Yochanan said, that lo kidesh, Rosh Lakish disagrees, and it says, if you bring this inferior fruit, it's lo kidesh. It's like bringing an animal that's not the finest animal, a weak animal, so it's still called hektesh. Rosh Lakish can amar Thomas, or you understand Rosh Lakish, he gave his reason. However, Rabbi Yochanan, my time, why does Rabbi Yochanan say lo kidesh? Kind of going back to Ula. I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a vision, in a dream, milta malaita amina, and he said something good, meaning he said a good reason, it was confirmed by me seeing it in a dream. Amar kra mei reshit, when the Torah describes bikurim, it says you bring mei reshit velo kol reshit, meaning some of the first things, meaning the first things only of the seven species. Mei artzacha velo kol artzacha, from your land and not all of your land, meaning only topographically the ideal spots. The valleys for the dates and the hills for the fruit. Rish Lakish, high artzacha mayavidle. So what is Rish Lakish who disagrees with this ruling? What does he do with these words? First of all, it says artzacha, just like eretz chita usora, malal and shevachar. It's just like there, the Torah describes only the seven species by which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Afkan shevachar, that's how we learn that bikurim are only from the seven species. V'idach, so what would Rabbi Yochanan do with that? Eretz mi'eretz. He agrees, but he says, me'artzacha is a separate drasha. V'idach, eretz mi'eretz l'mashpalein. Rosh Lakish says, I don't make much of that. Now, Tani Chara, shebegag shebechuvar shebasit shebesfina mevi bekorei. We now have a different braita that says, if you have bikurim that come from a roof and a churva and a planter and a boat, you bring the bikurim and you can do the mikra bikurim, course, you have to own the boat. It has to be yours, but it's land that you own. We have another one that says you bring it, but you don't do the reading. Now, Bishmar Shlokish, Rishlokish has a simple resolution for these two braitot. Gaga gag lokasha, the roofs is not a contradiction. Habagag demara, if you have it on the roof of a cave, that's land. Habagag demara, if you have the roof of the house, so you don't read, because this is, the part of the reading is, these are the fruit from the land you gave me. If you bring it from the roof of a house or a planter that's sealed, you can't say from the land you gave me. Churva churva lokasha, Rish Lakish could answer both. Answer this. Kanva churva avuda, if it's a churva that's been worked over, so it's like your land because you plowed it, then you could say it. Kanva shein avuda, if it kind of grew on its own, or you just planted there willy-nilly, then you wouldn't say the reading. Atzitz atzitz lokasha, this is easy. Kanva kuva, kanva shein anukuva, if the planter has a hole in the bottom and it's connected to the ground, Then you would do the full reading, and if not, then you wouldn't read. Sfinas fina lokasha, kamis fina shalitz, kamis fina shalcheretz. If the boat is made of ceramic, so it's considered earthenware, and therefore it's like the earth. And if it's wood, then it's not. El Rabbi Yochanan kasha. Rabbi Yochanan has no way to explain this because he claims that if you're makadish these inferior things, they're no good. The answer is Tanoihi, the Tanish Magag Shemachuva may be Koresh, but Sitz Sfinai no may be Kol Ikar. Turns out that there's a Machloket Tanaim, there's a third opinion, which is that the Gag and the Churva, like the first Breita, you bring and you read fully, but at Sitz and Sfinah, you don't bring at all. And Rabbi Yochanan would say, that's like the Tamarim Shebaharim. Okay, the end of the Mishnah said that you can only bring from the best, and the mention was that Ofaraim is the second for flour. Amrile Yochana Umamre the Moshe. These are two characters from Egypt who were some of Paro's wizards. And when Moshe came in with magic to do his magics in the palace, they said, Tevenata Machnes to Ophraim? You're bringing grain to Ophraim. Evidently, Ophraim was known throughout the world as a famous grain center. So you bring grain, basically, like we would say, coals to Newcastle. You know, it's bringing magic into Egypt. There's already so much here. Amalehu Amri Inshi the Mata Yarka Yarka Shkol. Moshe said, now that's what people say when you go into the vegetable market, bring vegetables. In other words, it's the exact opposite sentiment. This is a place of magic. You got to show up with your own magic. Okay, in any case, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast. Meantime, I should have a wonderful day.